You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did I tell you my highlight was, I think I'm going to switch. I had said cleaning out the hot tub.
Jealous. Nothing.
I can't top that, I guess.
It's pretty good.
Because it's so pristine
it's
and
really
beautiful
good.
Now.
It's really clean. It's good.
I'm ready for
got
cold
all the
weather.
Hair out of the filter and everything.
I'm actually, you know, okay. So let me tell you a little story. While people call, I got to tell you a story. We were actually murderers this weekend, and we didn't mean to be.
Uh-oh.
We tried like crazy to save them, but ultimately we could not. The lid to the hot tub has got a depression thing in it, so now rainwater collects in there.
Mm-hmm.
And since we haven't been out to use the hot tub in a little while, frogs got in there. And so there were tadpoles. There had to be 40 or 50 little tadpoles darting around in this little pool of water on top of the cover for the
crazy
hot tub.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I can't. What am I going to do with them?
Put them in the hot tub.
I would have to scoop them out somewhere, right, and take them out to a stream or something.
Put them in your bathtub, of course. Fill it up, and then
so
you raise little frogs.
So they just kind of dumped into the bushes.
Whoopsie.
I know. I feel bad about it. But we tried it first, but there was no saving all of them.
That's fine.
Besides, we live out in the country, in the woods.
Yeah.
There are 8 trillion frogs around
Too
us.
Many I mean, frogs.
Frogs everywhere.
You're helping ease the population of frogs.
So I'm going to say the highlight was getting rid of the tadpoles. What was your highlight?
Murdering tadpoles. Boats and Bros. Going out on Chatfield with my buddy on his boat. Spending the whole morning out there on Saturday. So relaxing. So nice.
I like it.
And them ribs last night.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God, they're so good.
What kind of beer did you have on the boat? Natty Light?
I didn't drink. It was Saturday morning. We went out at like 7:30 in the morning. So, nah.
What's your point?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm good.
What's the prize we're giving away for Rattle Off? By the way, we have 2 lines left open. What happened? This is Monday. You got to fill those lines up. 303-691-1649. Look, Jeremy can tell you there's even a prize at stake.
This
here.
Is pretty cool. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 24th Annual Colorado Nationals. That's going on the 9th through the 11th of September. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day at the Ranch. Like the dressing, events complex in Loveland. You'll be there.
All right. That's a good little getaway.
Not bad.
Let's get to the phones. Who's going to play Rattle Off? Valencia is. Hi, Valencia. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Highlight of your weekend. What would you say it was? Hello?
Gonzo.
Where did Valencia go?
Gonzo.
She got disconnected somehow.
She did.
Valencia, call back immediately. We'll put you back towards the front of the line. Valencia, 303-691-1649. Here's Kara. Kara, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Care Bear.
Hi. You don't sound very excited.
I'm driving to school.
Well, that's
to teach or to learn?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not a morning person either.
Wait a minute. Your choices are
teaching
to teach or to
learning.
Learn. And you said yes.
Oh, to learn.
To learn.
Oh, okay.
What are you learning?
Yeah. I am learning physiology. I'm a college student.
Wow.
Physiology. What are you going to do with that? Like physical therapy?
Well,
what are you going to do?
I work in an optometrist office right now, so I'm thinking about going into optometry, which is the eye.
That's funny. I was just telling Josh, I got to go see my eye doctor today for my yearly checkup. So,
going to get the puff?
Yeah, they still do the puff and the picture. The puff and the picture.
We don't do the puff.
Yeah, why are they still doing the puff?
So I tried to tell Jeremy
older,
that we've come
we've come
a long ways. Now they can just image your eyeball without having to puff.
And they do both. So my thing is I think they just do it to jack with me because I don't like it. I don't know if they do it to everybody still. They're like, Jeremy's here. Let's blow in his eye. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't use that.
And they're like, oh, you blinked. Got to do it again. I'm like, I didn't blink.
Kara, you must have... you must have researched this. If you're like a top-of-the-line optometrist, like with your own shop and everything, what kind of salary are we talking for that?
It's probably around I'd say at least 100 to 120,000 a year. It depends on the region you're in.
Yeah.
All right.
But
definitely a six-figure job, though.
Yes.
And it seems like
gig.
It would be very...
It's pretty relaxing. It's like relaxing.
Yeah, it would seem like it's kind of a mellow office.
And you just do the little flip thing all the time. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Yeah.
3, 4.
And then you write something down. You do a prescription and you call it
good.
Are
they even writing anything down? They're just drawing little smiley faces and stuff.
Yeah.
And that room is like very calming, you know? It's almost womb-like. You know, it's kind of, you know, dim in there. It's
Did
very
you
relaxing.
Say womb-like?
It's womb-like, yeah.
So there's like amniotic fluid that you're slushing around?
Floating around,
there?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's what a good place doing? To nap. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. See, you're not doing anything.
That's great. All right, I got to try some rattle off. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Yes, I will try my best.
All right, for everybody who's on hold, and I see Valencia called back. Everybody's on hold. Do not hang up, even if we get a winner, because we still want to come back and talk to you. Okay? Kara, for you, your letter is R, as in robot. R, radar, robot.
Raccoon.
Raccoon. 10 seconds. Give us either 5 bands or artists whose name begins with an R. 5 bands or artists that start with an R. Ready? And go!
Rihanna.
Oh, nuts. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hey, I saw the Chili Peps won one of those MTV Video Awards last
night.
Yeah,
like an Icon Award or something like that.
Well, it was Best Rock Video.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What?
They're still around.
Wow.
Still wearing those socks.
I know. Gross.
Kara, I'm glad you called. Good luck with school today, okay?
Yeah, see ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Valencia, what happened to you a moment ago?
No, I think your guys' service, not mine.
Yeah, it was us.
Oh, I see. How
Whoa.
You Our phone service, this high-end, top-of-the-line... What's it called?
Mac Daddy.
Nothing at all to do with how T-Mobile's been.
I was going
to
say, what are you on, Cricket? You on Cricket Mobile still?
Yeah.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I just got back from a grooming conference in Las Vegas. I'm a dog groomer.
Oh, I thought it was for you.
No.
They do a whole conference for grooming dogs?
It's cute.
Yeah, it's actually massive. It was huge. Met a lot of grooming celebrities. You know, just got some new equipment.
Wait, there's grooming
Stop
celebrities?
Right there. Name
yes,
one.
There are.
Give me one. I'm going to look them up.
With them. It was awesome.
Who?
Name one.
There was Christine Hendrickson. She was one of the... She's actually a big one in Colorado.
Christine Henderson. She's a top-notch dog groomer.
Yes.
That's funny. You know what I think? I think it's just a bunch of people who wanted to go party in Vegas is what I think.
Oh, yeah. No, that too.
Did you find her, Jeremy?
Uh-uh.
He's Googling her and he doesn't even
What's
find
her name
it.
Again?
Henrickson. Christine Henrickson.
Henrickson, that's why.
Henrickson. Yeah. Like H-E-N-R-I-C-K. That Henrickson.
I think so. I'm praised for my grooming, not my spelling.
Is she part of City Bark Littleton?
I don't know.
I thought she was this big-time famous person. Oh, wait.
She is.
Here we go. Here's her
In the dog grooming
Facebook.
World, she's huge.
Here she is. Oh, my God. Her picture, she's like posing with scissors, and she's got little fluffy dogs with her.
Well, yeah, that's what she does. That's her brand.
Kind of a big deal.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Why?
I hope she is listening. We just gave her a lot of business.
She's got a huge plug.
My God, we usually charge $5,000 for a plug like that.
Her little pooches are beautiful.
Huh. Did you learn a lot at this grooming conference? Give us like one thing that you learned that you didn't know when you went out there. Give us one.
Charge your worth.
if a dog takes you the one, if a dog takes you the same time that it would take to do two dogs, mm-hmm. then you should charge them two dogs worth. And always brush your dogs thoroughly and correctly.
You don't want to go against the grain, right?
No, you can, depending on the dog.
I've always been told it tickles them too much, that you shouldn't do that.
Look at this, Dom. Look at this picture.
Oh, that's
Look
great.
At that. All the dogs lined up with little bunny ears on.
That's fantastic.
It's the kind of stuff you learn out there at the conference.
Yeah.
Well,
what did the conference cost you to go to? How much?
The registration was free. The class is still $200.
$200? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And then you had your hotel and your airfare and your food and your gambling.
So it was a $1,000 trip.
You dropped a grand at least, right?
Yeah.
So all you have to do is you just have to come back and lie and tell people it takes twice as long to do their dog.
Mm-hmm.
And charge twice as much. See, that's how that works.
It's an honor code thing. It's all honor code.
Please.
It's the grooming honor code, Dom.
Are you going to tell us that dog groomers are more noble person than other people? Is that what you're saying?
I would think so.
There are definitely some people that don't stay humble when they become top-notch dog groomers.
It's got to have a big deal. I'd be bragging about it all the time.
Valencia, we are pulling for you to become one of these superstars and to be up on stage within a year or two, okay?
That's what I'm working for. Thank you so much.
You go,
girl. You're welcome. All right, 10 seconds. Should I give her a dog one?
If you want to.
Give us the names of five famous dogs from movies. Five famous dogs in movies. Ready and go.
Rover. Why am I blanking on this? Lady and the Tramp.
Time is up. Did you even say Old Yeller? Her phone was cutting out.
Old Yeller. Turner and Hooch would have been one.
Beethoven.
Oh, my God.
I know. Kind of a big deal.
Marley.
That I missed out on.
Marley from Marley and Me.
Duh.
Dang it.
Where's our Instagram account, Dom? We could have a dog Instagram account. We know them all.
Valencia, I'm so glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Slinky Dog from Toy Story? Duh.
Slinky Dog. Jeremy, say hi to Angie.
Oh, hey, Angie. You try.
Try it again.
Try it again. Angie, hi.
Hi, Angie.
Hey, listen, she's doing something. Let me turn the music down.
I'm moving on. Hello, Karen. Good morning.
Oh, hello. Hello. Good morning.
My goodness gracious. Mercy me.
Karen, first question, the highlight of your weekend.
I stayed up in Estes Park, and I had friends come up for the weekend.
Hey, that's fun.
That's great. Did you go to the Stanley?
No, actually, no, we didn't. No. I did work there one summer, though. And, yeah, that was very interesting.
Why? Tell me why.
I bartended up there, and sure enough, they always had all the ghost stories. And one time, I put a glass down on an empty glass on a piano, and all the rest of the staff freaked out. I'm like, why? What's wrong? They're like, that's the one that's the haunted piano, and it's going to play. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. So I took it away, and sure enough, later that night, I did hear a piano play. I don't know if that was it or somebody was messing with me, but I don't know if the stories are true, but I can say
maybe the ghost was thirsty. Maybe you should leave it.
That's very true. Probably should have made it.
They probably have that piano rigged up to something so it plays.
It's like a player piano.
You know they do.
Or maybe it's the ghost of Liberace or some other famous pianist.
There you go. Yep, along with Mr. Stephen King.
Right. Well, I like the Stanley. Very comfortable beds there.
I see the rooms. I never have stayed there, but the rooms are very tiny by our modern standards.
Sure, it's old. It's an old hotel.
But the way I look at it, Karen, is if you're going on a vacation like that, why do you need a giant room? Because if you're in a place like that, you don't want to be in the room very long. You want to go in there, pee, brush your teeth, sleep, get up, and get the hell out.
You're exactly right.
I don't need a massive suite when I go to Estes Park.
Yeah, you want to get out there and get some t-shirts and ice cream.
Estes Park is the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is true. You want to get your butt out the door and enjoy the
Get your butt here. Out the door. Get your butt down to the haunted piano.
Go do some elk watching.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. They're everywhere. Yes.
I know. They're everywhere.
Rutting. Are we in the... Yeah, when is rut season? Is that the... coming up?
It's soon. Yeah, they always say September. I think I heard maybe about a week ago when I was sleeping. I heard something... Or not when I was sleeping, but...
She was running.
Night,
what'd you hear?
Oh, my.
That... That like crazy sound.
How was it?
Do it again.
That's about right. Elk everywhere just went. Whoa?
We have it in our Vox Pro system, Jeremy. Search elk.
We do.
Scroll down to the E's for elk, and let's play it.
It's under E.
This is actual elk rutting.
Okay.
Elk bugling. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Come on. Kinky, right? Oh, it's so hot.
Jeremy's wedding.
Oh, my God. That's all I can take.
That is freaky. If you don't know what you're listening to,
I know. It sounds haunted. It sounds very scary.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I think so. Okay.
10 seconds. You mentioned one of them. Let's see if you can do that one and four others. Okay. 10 seconds. The names of five authors. Five authors. Ready? And go!
Stephen King, David Baldacci, C.J. Box, Nicholas Sparks, Jane Austen, C.S. Lewis.
I know somebody who likes thrillers, throwing out Baldacci and
I don't
C.J.
know that
Box.
One.
You don't know David Baldacci?
Uh-uh.
Sold millions and millions.
Really?
Made a bunch of movies out of his books, too.
Which movies?
Yeah.
That one with Clint Eastwood where he's the Secret Service agent. What was that called?
In the Line of Fire?
Line of Fire,
yeah.
Yeah, he's made a few.
All right.
Hey, you know what, Karen? You're a winner!
Oh, I've been listening to you guys for, honestly, maybe 30 years, or at least you, Dom, and I can't believe I finally got through.
Crazy.
Look at that.
It's a long time.
Is this your first time to call us?
No, I've called before, but I've never gotten through.
Really? Wow. Well, that makes me feel good that you've listened for so long, and you finally, not only did you get through, but you won.
I can't believe it either.
Good job.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
I'm shaking. It's amazing. You guys are amazing. So thank you. You guys gave my day.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's our goal.
Very
when we get up in the morning, we're trying to be. As the best we can.
Very kind of you.
You're a champ. Listen, will you please stand by and Josh will come back. He's going to tell you about that great prize, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And you guys have a great week.
You too.
You too, Karen.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing your Estes Park story. We appreciate that. Well, one person stayed on the line just to chat. And that's Tanya. Tanya or Tanya? Which are you?
It's Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, I'm so glad you stayed on the line. Even though we gave the prize away, it makes us feel good that you just wanted to chat.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Now, tell us the highlight of your weekend so we can judge it.
I got to pull a plane.
Pull a plane? Are you like in a strong woman competition?
What it is that I am with Special Olympics, so I'm a power lifter as an athlete.
Yeah.
And one of their big fundraisers is pull a plane.
I've seen these events where you pull a semi or you pull a plane, and
dang,
that's pretty cool.
They gave me 30 seconds to pull it as far as I could, and I pulled it 5 inches, and it was a propeller plane.
Well, that's 5 inches more than
goodness.
I could do.
Yeah. Is there video? Did you post some video of that or anything?
No, I have not.
You must have some
you
strong
better do
legs.
That today.
Strong legs. My
if
God.
You can
I'm
tell,
sure
I mean,
I'm sure if you go to Special Olympics Colorado, that they'll have pictures up in a couple
I've got to see that.
Yeah.
That is a brag that you're going to be able to use for the rest of your life. I once pulled a plane.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Well done.
What was the other highlight of your weekend? Give us a second one.
I was part of a team that had 15 people, and we pulled a 78,000-pound plane. We did it 20 feet in 8.9 seconds.
Nice.
Okay, there's a lot of pollen in your past, I see. That's fantastic.
Did you have a t-shirt with the letter H on it by chance?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a t-shirt on with the letter H on it by chance? No?
No.
No, okay.
There's somebody. Looking.
I'm looking at pictures. Yeah, I was trying to find you. But
that is
it's
so
cool.
It's a
red shirt I was wearing.
All right, I'll keep an eye out.
You know, I don't know if anyone else can top that. So you're going to win the award for best highlight of a weekend. No one else pulled a plane.
Nobody.
So you don't get, sadly, there's no prize attached to that, but you get bragging rights for the rest of the day, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
We think you're awesome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Have a fun Monday, okay?
Y'all too.
See you later.
There you go.